Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Sierra, please?
This is she.
Sierra, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who's this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, it's a radio show.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Any idea why I'm calling you?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know you guys. I'm sorry.
I understand. I don't know even what you
Yeah.
would guess. I just want to see what you would guess. I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with somebody on a date and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from Drez.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He told us how he met you online and even traveled to come hang out with you, and he thought everything was great, but since he came home, you haven't been returning any of his calls, and he's wondering if he did something wrong.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Wow. Well, I mean, so it's like you meet people online and it's kind of strange, you know, and you just kind of hope you don't get catfished along the way.
Yeah, that's
But Drez was absolutely amazing and he was everything that he said he was. So no, it was nothing like that.
Oh my
Okay,
God,
so
so
it
you
sounds like
really
you like
liked
him.
him.
Yes, like I had really strong feelings for him before he left.
So what
Okay.
happened? Are you just, I mean, he thought, you know, maybe he's jumping the gun and you were just really busy and that's why you haven't really talked to him?
No, like, okay, so I have been at this crossroads, right? So I like had this big surprise that I wanted to surprise him with. I've just been so confused. Like, okay, so my job wants to relocate and it's close to him. It's in, you know, closer to that state, that area. And I wanted to get closer to him. I just didn't know how to do it, what to say.
So are you just scared? Like you're scared to tell him, like, hey, I might be moving to your area?
I mean, you know, I kind of felt like, hey, this could be fate because this has never happened. I mean, I didn't want to seem crazy.
Yeah, it does
Yeah,
seem
like I'm moving
fast
in next door now.
after one
Right.
date.
Right?
Yeah, but like not talking to him, that's crazy. Like, how is it going to be fate if you just don't ever talk to him again?
Okay, well, there's this other situation. So I went out.
Your husband has to move with you? Is that what it
Little
is?
situation.
No, my God. No, I don't have a husband.
Oh, thank God.
right.
So my friends, they threw me a party and for my going away party,
Yeah.
and it got so crazy.
Okay.
And I feel so horrible about this. But I hooked up with another guy that night.
Oh,
okay.
but
So
you
hold up. The moving thing is for sure, because you said it was a possibility. So you are actually going to be moving closer to Drez.
Yes, I want to. You know, like I feel horrible about what happened.
Okay.
And so honestly, I haven't spoken to either of them.
All right, so you feel guilty for hooking up with another dude.
It makes me feel so horrible because I know how I felt about Drez, and I know the weekend we had was like more than a freaking first time meetup.
Yeah, I heard you guys slept in the same bed.
Well, yes, we slept.
But Drez even said you guys didn't have a relationship-defining talk. You didn't set boundaries for each other because it was, I mean, yeah, it was a big weekend, but it still was your first date.
Yeah, well, that's true. The truth is, like, I really do care about him. And that it was more to me than a first date. I mean, who spends the whole weekend together on a first date?
Right.
Yeah.
And we just such a great connection. So, yeah.
And maybe you needed that hookup with the other dude to affirm everything you're feeling about Drez.
I think it was just a wild night.
Yeah. And who knows? You don't even know that much about dress. He might like that sort of thing. I have no idea.
Oh my goodness, no.
We should probably ask him because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
Drez is actually on the other line listening
He
and he
heard
wants to
that.
talk to you.
Oh my God.
So he knows everything now.
Yeah.
Drez, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Oh, what up,
How are you
man?
feeling?
I gotta say, I'm really disappointed. I mean, I thought we had like this cosmic connection, and I
Oh
haven't
my.
been able to think of anybody else.
Oh.
So, I'm blown, man.
I haven't even been able to think about anything else but you, to be honest.
Aww.
Like, I'm just so sorry. I've just been so conflicted. I've been going through that and thinking about what happened and feeling horrible about that and thinking about you and moving my job, wanting to get closer to you because I totally enjoyed our weekend as well. Like, I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
I mean, if we hadn't been so far apart and we had, you know, established boundaries or something, then I could be more upset, but you know, we didn't draw that line. We didn't say, okay, now we're an item.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I would like to know what's the deal with you and this other guy? Is there some kind of future in that? Are you still
seeing
him? Absolutely
not.
You're sure?
Absolutely not. I'm certain of that.
So, like, was he better than me?
Oh, that is not a question you should ever ask.
No, of course not. Nope, never.
I am excited about the thought of you being closer to me because, I mean, I was ready to risk it all. I got to be honest. Like, if there was a situation where it was a distance, I would have come down there. I mean, I really felt like we had this just one-in-a-lifetime shot going, and whatever I had to do, I was going to do it. So.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
Dude, now that is intense. You were worried about freaking him out, Sierra.
Yeah.
The feeling is so mutual.
Oh, best feeling ever. I'm jealous.
I love you, too.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out about the situation, but you're going to use your one get-out-of-jail-free card on this one.
All right. Well, then, Sierra, would you like to go on a second date with Drez? We'll pay for it. Not a plane ticket. Like,
yeah.
We'll give you a gift card to go somewhere to eat, but he has to get to you or you have to get to him first.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys would do that for us?
Yeah. And yeah, we do it for everybody on the second date update. So.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
But yes, we will. We will do that.
Well, I did promise him that I'd be there the next time we had our date, so I'll be there.
Oh, my God. When are you moving here?
Well, my job moves within the next 2 weeks, actually, so sooner than I thought.
There you
great.
Go.
I'm
Drez,
so
you got
excited.
A second date.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I got to be honest. I'm really relieved. This is a big surprise.
So happy for you.
And look at you guys are already creating a great foundation of communication and understanding and forgiveness.
Yes.
Hey, Drez.
Yeah.
Is this where we tell her that we slept together last week?
Oh, my God.